Step 2. Your statement. This is an important thing to write, have, and learn off by heart. Not only can you use it when being asked to introduce yourself, it can be used as a reference for others introducing you. So can you describe your business, as you might need to during a radio or TV interview, in around about 75 words or less? And could someone else use this to introduce you? So as an example, you've already heard my long story, but now let's listen to my shortened version, a much punchier version that is designed to make an impact, and it also helps journalists lead into their questions. Mannequin is a company based in the UK that has the biggest collection of mannequins that anyone has ever seen in one place at one time. It's run from an old RAF base in Lincolnshire and also doubles up as a popular film and photographic location. And it has its own unique creative business community in which members receive many benefits, including the opportunity to be mentored by me. Now, there is, of course, lots more I could say about my business. But for the time being, these are the elements of the business that I want to focus on. So, what is your statement pitch like? And why is it important to learn this? It's so that you can speak it and write it with confidence, especially when caught unexpectedly. It should be constantly revised, so don't forget to keep coming back to it and perfecting it. Mine has changed since doing the first version of this course, for example, around about a year ago, so I always tie it in alongside my current offers and direction. I want to take my business, and you should do the same. Step 3. Industries that you operate in and your ideal audience. Now, are you clear on what industries you operate in? Because there could be more than one. So make a list and think outside of the box. For example, someone who has a business selling frying pans need not just look to cookery publications alone. You could also operate and promote in the kitchen building industry. And if you wanted to be really creative and ridiculous, you could even create a new sport of frying pan tennis. Now that would make the newspapers. But also look to what you want to ideally see in your piece, your mention. Who are they and what publications are they likely to read? So you could easily do some market research on this by chatting away to your customers that you have now. Local newspapers are great for blanket coverage in your area, which can easily lead onto the national papers. So what tends to happen is the nationals are looking at the local papers are all looking at each other because they want that next story. So if you are unsure of how to target your industry publications, you could start for your first piece with a local newspaper or radio station. Now, your local radio station as well, especially with the BBC, they are so keen to promote small businesses. It's a great place to start because it will grab your confidence. The interviews are generally done over the telephone as well, so it's not too difficult to do. So perhaps if you're really unsure, just find out where your local BBC radio station is and normally just get in touch with the news desk.